Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Brother John, and today we're discussing central bank digital currencies and how they're tied together with the timing of the rapture and the start of God's wrath. If you want to know how close we are to the rapture, then follow the money. I say this because the Antichrist needs to control money in order to enforce the mark of the beast, so that nobody can buy or sell without the mark. So by following the new programmable digital currencies, we can get a better understanding of just how close we are to the rapture of the church. Because I believe everything must be set up for the Antichrist before the rapture, and programmable digital currencies is a must. It's called central bank digital currencies, and they are very hot right now, with estimates that as many as 80% of the world's central banks are engaged in pilot programs or other activities. The Bank of England, the European Central Bank, and the US Federal Reserve are all publicly exploring their use cases, while China has already unveiled its digital yuan, and Russia is set to launch their own digital currency in the year 2024. Central bank digital currencies are essentially programmable cryptocurrencies that run on blockchains. They will be programmed against Christians during the Great Tribulation. We are seeing this beast system being set up and rolled out very slowly worldwide. By the year 2025, many other countries are going to be on board with the all-digital cashless society. This beast system will be tied to a social credit score system, and for whatever reason, if you say the wrong thing, because you know we're seeing a lot of censorship that has been increasing, then that money can essentially be programmed against you, and they can turn that money off, making it impossible for the user to buy or sell without a high enough social credit score. This is straight out of the book of Revelation. This will be tied into the mark of the beast. This is how the beast is going to control the world's population so that they cannot buy or sell without the mark. And this is just more proof that we are that final generation that is going to witness Jesus Christ coming on the clouds at the sixth seal rapture. No other generation before us has had this type of technology to control and program the money of the entire world, except for our generation. And it's not a coincidence that we are nearly 2,000 years from the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the prophet Hosea said, that after 2 days, that is 2,000 years, we will live in his sight forever. That is why end times prophecy is starting to speed up, because the final hour is almost here. While a lot of people might find this concept to be quite bizarre, that the government would turn off folks' money, it is very realistic given the restrictions that were enforced on the unvaccinated people by governments all over the world. And not only this, but this is what is written in our Bible. This is the Word of God. This is prophecy. And many folks will be censored by this social credit system. This is how they're going to control citizens' behavior and make them fall in line with their agenda. With the central bank digital currency, all the government has to do really is program that money so that you can't spend it. Just like in Revelation chapter 13. This will be tied to a digital wallet that could be implanted in your hand that carries with it your digital ID, your driver's license, and wallet. This will be marketed as being more convenient, better for the environment, more eco-friendly, and serve as a solution to rising inflation rates. And this is all simply a lie. But this is coming so that end times prophecy will be fulfilled. This is exactly how the beast system will control the world's buying and selling. And we are seeing it being set up right before our very eyes, while the majority of the world is asleep and does not know what is going on. This is all part of the World Economic Forum's agenda for 2030, also known as the Great Reset. But to us Christians that know the times, 2030 is exactly 2,000 years from the cross, making 2030 the year 6,000 from Adam. Thus, this is the great Jubilee year, and the beginning of the day of the Lord, marking the start of the great Sabbath day lasting 1,000 years, as according to God's 7,000-year plan for mankind. So yes, indeed, there will be a great reset coming, and that great reset will happen at the great Jubilee, when that trumpet is sound and the dead in Christ are raised, and we that are alive are caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and we will forever be with the Lord. So these Satanists are trying their best to have everything set up for the Son of Perdition by the year 2030. The devil knows end times prophecy, he knows scripture, he knows that his time is short. So 2030 is a major year. The beast system must be completely set up by this time. And this might very well be the year of the rapture and the start of the great tribulation. I really hope that it's sooner, but 2030 seems to be a very pivotal year that is targeted by the world's elite for their beast system to be fully active and ready to go. So all that man of sin would need to do is switch that light on, and it's go time. We'll have to wait and see how things are going to play out and how fast or how slow they're going to roll out this evil agenda. Remember, this has to be set up worldwide, so it won't happen overnight. Thus, they are giving themselves until the year 2030 for the table to be completely set for the Antichrist. So just a quick recap of what's coming. Number one is a digital ID that's going to be able to track and trace everyone. It will be total surveillance worldwide. This ID will hold everything from your passport, your driver's license, keys, your wallet, etc. And this is going to be controlled by the great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And this digital ID could come by implant that could track our own bodies by collecting our physical data. Number two is a cashless society. The beast cannot control cash, so cash must be gone very soon. Number three, a centralized digital currency that is completely controllable and programmable. Number four, a social credit system that citizens are ranked based on their behavior that is tied to their digital IDs, passports, money, etc. And number five, facial recognition for payments and pay-by-hand payment systems that are set up everywhere worldwide. This is what is needed for the beast to be able to control the world's buying and selling. And to me, this is what the great dragon standing before the woman represents in Revelation chapter 12. The woman that is ready to be delivered of a man-child. And their goal is for this to be ready by the year 2030. So that dragon can be standing before the woman, ready to devour her child as soon as it is born. And by then, I believe that the third temple will be set up and everything will be ready. It might be sooner. We'll have to wait and see how things unfold and how fast things roll out. But that third temple is the biggest sign that Jesus is at the door. So we're going to have to wait and see how that plays out as well. But that's all for now, brothers and sisters. I'm going to end with the gospel, that is that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And because he rose again, we are justified before God by his blood, the blood of the New Testament that forgives us of all of our sins and credits us with Jesus's righteousness. And it is by faith that we are saved through grace. It is not of works, so that nobody can boast. It is the gift of God. Okay, you don't earn a gift. Let us therefore come boldly onto that throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy from God. For all that believe on Jesus Christ will be saved and raptured when our Lord Jesus Christ comes to gather his elect. And that is because we are sealed until the day of our redemption. Ephesians chapter 1, 13 through 14 says, "In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is an earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." And that means when Jesus comes, he will rapture all that believe in him, because he purchased you with his blood, and he will come to redeem his purchased possession, to claim what is his, and that is his body, which is the church. I love you all, and most importantly, Jesus loves you. God bless you, and Maranatha.